This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea is threatening to take bold and decisive military steps against Japan as it slammed Tokyo's adoption of a national security strategy as an attempt to turn the country into an aggressive military power. The North statement came 4 days after Japan announced a security strategy that reflects its determination to possess counter-strike capability and double its military spending to gain a more offensive footing against threats from China and North Korea. North's foreign ministry said Japan's push to acquire counter-strike capability has nothing to do with self-defense, but is a clear attempt to acquire preemptive attack capability meant to launch strikes on other countries' territories. VOA's Catherine Gibson tells us that in addition to the Biden administration weighing sending Patriot missile systems to Ukraine to combat Russian aggression, U.S. lawmakers are now focusing on several end-of-year goals.
They have failed to work out a deal on immigration reform just as Title 42, a COVID-era policy limiting immigration, is due to expire Wednesday. Republicans warn the removal of immigration limits could cause a crisis at the border. A Texas congressman tells CBS's Face the Nation it is a dire situation.
It's a hurricane of migrants, and everyone is impacted.
U.S. lawmakers are also racing to finish a year-end package of legislation funding the government for the current fiscal year. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily blocked the order that would lift pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers. It is leaving open the prospect of lifting restrictions still by Wednesday. The order Monday by Chief Justice John Roberts comes as conservative states are pushing to keep limits on asylum seekers that were put in place during the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. The U.S. House January 6 committee is urging the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against former U.S. President Donald Trump for the violent 2021 Capitol insurrection, calling for accountability for the former president in a time of reflection and reckoning.
Ours is not a system of justice where foot soldiers go to jail and the masterminds and ringleaders get a free pass.
That's Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin. The charges recommended by the committee are conspiracy to defraud the United States, obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, conspiracy to make a false statement, and aiding an insurrection. A senior U.S. military official says Russia's war in Ukraine and anti-regime protests in Iran limited both adversaries' ability to influence or interfere in the recent midterm elections. Army Major General William Hartman said Monday that he was surprised by the lack of malign activity from Russia, Iran, or China compared to previous elections. Hartman leads the U.S. Cyber National Mission Force, which partners with the National Security Agency in detecting and stopping election intrusions. Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein has been found guilty of rape, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A Los Angeles jury, after 9 days of deliberations, found Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein guilty of sexually assaulting a woman, referred to as Jane Doe Number One. That same jury, 8 men and 4 women, was unable to reach a decision on several other counts, including charges alleged by the wife of California's governor, Gavin Newsom, and by a massage therapist. Weinstein was acquitted in a fourth case. The prosecutor has said it's time for the kingmaker to be brought to justice, although there was very little evidence presented, and the case hinged heavily on testimony from the four accusers. The 70-year-old Weinstein faces another 24 years in prison when he's sentenced. He's already jailed for a rape and sexual assault conviction in New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has apologized on behalf of his government for the Netherlands' historical role in slavery and the slave trade. Rutte made the formal apology Monday despite calls for him to delay the long-awaited statement. Organizers say the International African American Museum will not open in January as planned because of humidity and temperature issues with the building in Charleston, South Carolina. The museum said in a statement the environmental fluctuations could damage artifacts planned to be on display. The Post and Courier reports that the site at the former Gadsden Wharf, where tens of thousands of enslaved African Americans first entered America. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.